not likely that he's going to get any better. And if somebody asked you how he's coming along, you'd say,
not so well.
Mm-hmm. And if you were asked to go somewhere, say, without maybe your best, without your friend who is visiting you, you would say, I won't go.
I didn't get
say that you have some company or something visiting you, and then somebody else comes and, and asks you to go, and you say, well, I won't go.
I can't leave my company.
Say when you could have used help, you might ask afterwards, why did you sit around?
Idle.
Yeah. And if a man is funny and you like him, you say, I like him. Why? Say if a man is funny and you like him, you'd say, I like him.
Too.
And, let's see. You were a member of the Catholic Church.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If two people become members, you said they do what? They
converted.
Mm-hmm. Or they do what to the church?
Join.
Yes, ma'am. And let's see. In church, the preacher preaches a. In church, preacher usually preaches a.
Sermon. No.
And. You might say the choir and the organist provided good
music.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say that music was, if you like the music, you say that music
was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say you were on the way to church and you had a flat tire. You might say, well, church will be over
when I get there.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. When you talk about the enemy and the opposite of God, you usually call him what? The enemy.
Oh, the devil.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any old kind of jocular terms and joking terms for him that maybe little kids might use or something?
Satan and, mm-hmm. I don't know, there are a good many names I think they can use for the devil.
And, what are those things that people think they see at night that frighten them?
A ghost.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other names for those, for ghosts?
Spirits.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of, let's see, now a house that would that is supposed to have a ghost in it.
Haunted. Mm-hmm.
And you might tell someone, you better put on a sweater, it's getting
chilly.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You might tell somebody, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
Now, what is the object of yours? Wait, I don't want to get it on that.
That's okay.
It won't go on that yet.
It's okay.
What is your, is this a thesis you're writing? Or?
Now, say to a friend you haven't seen for a long time, what would you say to somebody, a good friend you hadn't seen in a long time? What might you say when you saw him?
Oh, if they've been gone or something for a long time?
If you say you haven't seen a friend in maybe 6 or 8 years and he comes back, what would you say
to
express your feelings on seeing him?
You say he's returned?
Mm-hmm. Or what would you say to him?
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. And if a person owns, say, 500 acres, you'd say he owns what? How much land he owns?
500 acres.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
If you want to talk about how much land he owns, you'd say he owned
500 acres. On the farm or something like that?